Guys, as you know, if you listen to last week's episode, some things are changing around Stiff Socks. You're still getting the same banger hour of Bang. Michael and I, but the main feed episodes that you get every Wednesday will now be on Patreon. We are going away from that. It's just been so hard to schedule everything with tours and everything. And if you've been following along, we've been having to do so many episodes in like hotels and literally like on the road, airports. Like it's just been a mess trying to get everything together. So we're really focusing on one really good episode a week. And that way we're not just sitting here and be like, man, this airport was crazy. Yeah, that airport was crazy. So we really just want to get back to putting more time into each episode. And also all the episodes on YouTube get demonetized. So
get demonetized. And also with Patreon, we can just say whatever we want. There's no limitations, which makes us have the ability to give you the best episode. And for the first month, as just a little present to you guys, it's 80% off for the first month if you guys sign up as a new Patreon member. And if you already exist in Patreon member, you get a free month. So we hope you guys come over. We love you guys. It's been an incredible, incredible journey. And
but it doesn't stop here.
It doesn't stop here. It
doesn't stop here.
It doesn't stop here.
We are still focusing a lot on the YouTube content on our YouTube page. Obviously, as you've seen, those have been doing really well. And we're having a lot of fun with that. So we just, you know, a lot of us wanted to kind of just were pushed that way from other people to try and just do more YouTube stuff, but we didn't want to neglect the audience. So now we're like, if we're going to pick up a lane, we want to be the place where we can do an ad-free episode and be fully unhinged in ourselves.
Yep.
On Patreon. So that's patreon.com/stiffsockspod. Again, sign up now for 80% off. And yeah, that's really it. Same old podcast. And it's even better now. It's ad-free.
Yep, and the last episode, again, will be August 26th. So, Patreon...
starting September 2nd, Wednesday's episode will be on patreon.com/stiffsockspod. And you'll see why a lot of these episodes get demonetized in this current episode. Just listen to the whole thing, and you'll see why nothing makes money on YouTube.
All right, guys. Love you so much. On to the episode.
You want to be in?
Let's be in.
Be in.
Let me tell you something. If I hit my head and all of a sudden I'm like, bitch, you ain't shit. I just talk like that. But I hit my head. That's why. Where are you at?
I'm hitting your head again.
And then I hit my head again. I'm like, oh, konnichiwa. Can I do that on this show? What? No, it's not. It's not anything bad. I'm just saying, like, sometimes people hit their heads or they have like strokes or whatever and they like literally start talking in other people's accents. That's real.
And is it
that's
based on who the first person they meet is?
No, but dude, there's been accounts where people literally, some, I think it was a woman from England, hit her head or had a stroke or whatever. I forget what it's actually called. But then she started speaking in an Asian accent but never had been to Asia. Like
good accent or like offensive?
No, not offensive. Like perfect.
Whoa.
Yeah.
It's so funny to like land in a country you don't speak their language, you hit your head really hard and hope.
Yeah, you hit your head.
Bonsoir.
Did you ever see the Swedish guy that got stuck in India? His parents abandoned him in India and now he has an Indian accent.
I can't wait. Please bring it up.
Wait a second.
His parents are probably like, you're alive?
Dude, now
fuck.
This is the sequel of Home Alone I want to see.
Oh yeah, no marbles or buckets on fucking Robert's head. I want to just see this.
Norwegian citizen born in Norway, stuck in India, living on the streets. Surviving, being a tourist guide, smoking on the fucking roads. Don't you think I want to get some kind of adjustment against the government when I'm 33 years old, have zero schooling, they haven't done the shit that they were supposed to do. The Finnish embassy, when they helped me out of the country, they were supposed to report me to the children's services because I was under 18. Did they do their job? No, they didn't do their job. Thanks to them, I don't have fucking nothing. I even told the Norwegian government once they came back to Norway. I have
okay, bro, well, AI is going crazy, huh?
Well, first of all, I was intrigued. And then I was like, wait, this is actually a really sad story. He's like, he does not want to be there. He's like, I'm a tour guide. I'm like, who would see him giving tours and be like, you know the land?
Zero people. I mean, I wouldn't trust him. I wouldn't trust him with anything. He doesn't look trustworthy.
You've been on a tour?
Have I?
Hey, Michael Blaustein, blogcomedy.com. I'm saying like, you ever just like been on one of those where you like walk around a city and you all listen
like
to
it.
A thing?
I like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, I went in Bonsoir. I went in France.
Bonsoir.
Bonsoir. I went in there and then we went to, what's that museum? Louvre. Went to the Louvre and the woman was actually great.
You saw Mona Lisa?
Yeah.
On your past trip?
This? Did I not say this?
Michael, nothing you've ever said on this
Keep
podcast
going.
Has
Keep
ever
going.
Been said
Keep
from
going.
Your mouth.
Oh.
It's up here.
Oh. So if no. I don't think it, no one can hear it?
Correct. That bullshit. Is how the English language works.
I went to the Louvre and saw Mona Lisa. First of all, be bigger.
Really?
Be bigger. Dude, it's the size of a fucking postage stamp, and there's like 90 people.
Compared to that. Compared to the poster behind smaller us. Smaller dog. Are you serious?
Smaller. Serious. Smaller.
Can we get like a comparison?
It's for real.
Hold a quarter up next to it?
It is.
Why don't
like,
we just hold up quarters next to things for comparison?
We who know does that?
I don't know.
Oh.
Like you on like Craigslist, like for size.
Oh. For it's reference. Always a quarter?
I don't know.
When was the last time you held change in your hand?
I don't know.
Like hold, like dude, I'll tell you. I clearly asked you so I could tell you.
Hey.
I was doing the New Jersey Turnpike. These motherfuckers needed a
you
change.
Were headlining the New Jersey Turnpike? There are places that do need change still to this day.
What's
laundromats,
happening?
Laundromats, turnpikes.
Let me fucking tap. There's no difference. Let me easy pass tap or whatever.
I don't even bring a wallet anymore.
Me neither.
Anymore. Damn.
Anymore squared, bitch.
Yeah, I'd just be tapping. Everybody got tap. Vending machines got tap.
Dude, you know who got tap now? Driving ranges, and I fucking love it.
A.
Dude, the driving range, I hit balls a few days ago. The driving range thing was broken. The ball thing was broken.
Yeah.
And the dude walked, and I swiped it, and it's like out of order, whatever. And the guy goes, what size balls did you get?
Huh?
Well, because he didn't know. I swiped it, and it said out of order, but it took my money. And he said, what size did you get? Because there's a small, medium, large,
oh,
and
of
jumbo, right? Of jumbo.
I thought you were talking about the golf ball size.
And No. And I had a fucking flashback to my bad kid days, and I only hit a large. And I just jumped out of my face. I go, jumbo. Because I knew he didn't know. And I go, jumbo. And then immediately, I waited like maybe 2 seconds. And I go, hold on, no, stop. I got a large. I don't know why I did that. I got a large. And he did a large, whatever. But like,
were you hoping that he was like, hey, here's a jumbo for honesty?
No, I just was like, why am I doing this? Why am I trying to steal golf balls from a player? Like, it's fine. I don't even want a jumbo. It's too many goddamn balls. But like, I knew that he didn't know. So I was like, oh, let me take advantage of this.
You're
and I'm like, why am I a bad
senior
person?
Citizen.
He wasn't even a senior citizen. He wasn't a senior citizen. Why? It sounded like I was lying so bad.
He was old, but he wasn't senior.
He was like 30. And he was a nice gentleman.
Can I ask you this? Senior citizen is mainly just a senior.
Yes.
So what are we? Regular citizens?
Regular citizens. But why do you have to add citizen? We already know.
You know what my mom told me? Which kind of like
her body's a wonderland?
She did tell me that.
Okay.
She's like, I got hit with my first like senior discount recently.
Oh, hell yeah.
No, not hell yeah.
No, okay.
She's not of age to be a senior.
Oh!
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And you're like, damn, bro, it's here. That's already. It's like when you're 14 and then you're used to the kids menu and they hand you the regular. You're like, hold up.
This is big as fuck.
Yo.
I can't color on this.
Hey, I can't read.
You know what's fucks? You want to fuck me up? Is when they stop asking for my ID. When I would get like a whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
Get like beer or some shit.
Yeah.
They just stopped asking.
But then they're like, you're getting NyQuil. I need to see ID.
Dude, they asked me for ID for 5 Energy.
What? What?
Yeah.
Where?
You have to be like 18 or something to get it. At
CVS
every
energy?
Single time.
Bro, imagine going to jail for buying 17-year-olds 5-hour energies.
I mean, you deserve every minute of that jail. Because if you do that, you're going to jail for 17 minutes. Like that's, you know.
You'd still have so many hours of energy.
Correct. I wish it worked like that. I wish I had 2 of those and it's 10 hours. It's not.
I really wish our bodies were more like an iPhone. And if I was, I'm probably at 30% right now.
Oh.
Exhaustion-wise. And okay. I wish that I could function while functioning. I guess you can. Energy drink.
Energy drink and also sleep.
I know, but you can't sleep and do shit. I'm saying right now, I wish I could like plug in and be like.
Yeah, but that's an energy drink. But a lot of times that shit don't work.
It's a way. Yeah, what do you think that is? Is that like a false power? Like would your energy bar go up to 90, but it's like flickering?
I think so. But also like, but it is, it doesn't make any sense though. Cause sometimes like a 5-hour energy or a coffee, that shit does wonders. And I'm like, yo, bitch, I'm the Puff the Magic Dragon. I'll suck everybody's dick in this DMV.
Yeah.
And then other times I take it and I'm like, cool, I'm about to take a nap. What is that? Someone explain to me. Someone call Andrew Huberman right now.
I think he's just built up tiredness.
Yeah. But I had a good night's sleep last night.
That's the one.
I got a new pillow.
Hey.
Bitch, I got a new pillow. If it was back in the day, I'd put a hole in that and fuck it. It is awesome.
So your energy's on 10, and I love this.
I got about a 9 out of 10.
That's great.
Well, I just had a 5-hour energy. I'm fucking kicking.
Yes.
Yes.
How much is a new pillow? Because I've had the same pillow for maybe 13 years, and I'm like, I don't think I'll ever get a new one.
This one is ergonomic, so it's a little up there. It just, it looks like tits. You know, it goes,
those work. Weep.
Oh, dude, I'm a back sleeper. So I put my fucking neck right in that bitch.
So if you're a back sleeper perfect. And you get morning wood, does your blanket rise?
Yes, it does.
Goddamn. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. You've heard us talk about BetterHelp for a long time.
Yep.
But I don't know if we've ever actually talked about how much people love this service when they use it.
Yes.
Let's get into it. You can check it out yourself at betterhelp.com/reviews to see amazing customer reviews in real time. The reviews are updated every day with hundreds of people saying how much they love BetterHelp and how helpful it's been to them. So don't take our word for it. Visit betterhelp.com/reviews and see for yourself. BetterHelp has an average live therapy session rating of 4.9 out of 5 based on over 1.7 million client session reviews.
Yeah, boy.
The feedback from people who have actually used the service speaks for itself. More than 6 million people have used BetterHelp globally. Their therapists have at least 3 years and 1,000 hours of hands-on experience, and they hold all the required education, training, and certifications across a range of mental health specialties. And it's easy to get started. You answer a few questions. You get matched with a therapist based on your needs. You can switch therapists anytime. If it's not the right fit, switch it up, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Switch it up almost immediately. See the reviews. See what stands out. And see if BetterHelp is right for you. Visit BetterHelp.com/socks. That is BetterHelp, HELP.com/socks.
Goddamn.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Good night.
Hold on.
Guess who's camping? Gigi.
Why is
she's always underneath the covers.
Well, I'm talking about getting hard. I don't think you should bring your dog into this.
I don't understand why. That's the pillow.
Yo,
guy,
why
Jack?
Don't they call it wood morning?
Hold on. They call it morning wood morning. Oh, bitch! I just got your fucking idea. I love this.
I'm gonna off myself in a Kmart.
Please don't. Not at a Kmart.
What happened to Kmart?
It's done. It's gone.
But how?
Because it turned into KKK Mart.
Actually?
No. My brain just went there. I don't know what happened.
If the KKK could get sponsorships, Tide to Go would be neck and neck.
100%. Or like Brooklyn Bedding.
What was their thread count?
Whose? Those guys?
Yeah.
There was definitely someone that did like silk sheets, and they're like, Fred,
sweating.
What the fuck are you doing, man?
Well, you know what's also funny that people don't talk about is there's not a lot of ventilation, so if you're in that clan and you fart, it goes right to your nose.
Oh, yeah.
Which, good on them. They should get farts up their nose.
Of course. But it is also cool because did they dress up like that and then it just became Halloween and they're like, boo, I'm a ghost?
Huh.
They're always wearing a costume is my point.
Right.
Yeah, that's my point. But yeah, I wonder if there was a thread count and I wonder how they ate in those. They probably ate underneath it.
Peeing,
you know?
Must have been funny. Like, you have to, like, peeing must have been funny. You have to like lift it all the way up with your dick out.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's a lot of stuff in a horrible, horrible people. But there's a lot of funny things that they probably had to do while wearing that they were like, oh, we didn't engineer this. Like, we should have done assless chaps on these bitches.
Oh, dude.
And assless chaps. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, Kyle Kinane, it's such a funny joke. He goes, I wonder if they're okay with eating other ethnicities' food. Do you think a KKK member can have, like, Mexican food?
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I understand. I think that's where somehow they're like, this is okay.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Interesting. I have a lot of thoughts about wearing that. You know, imagine getting an erection in an outfit like that.
Awful.
It's kind of funny.
Or good. Also, by the way, fuck all of these people, by the
Correct.
Way. I just like to say that.
Correct.
But I think maybe good. Maybe good because you can't see it. I've been getting hard in sweatpants a lot recently.
That's what sweatpants are made for.
It's like a little bit.
That's why I like.
And like my girl knows, so she'll like do some stuff to make me. And I'm like, yo, I'm in sweatpants.
Oh, like Wedding Crashers mode?
Yes.
Where she's like, hey.
Yes, yes. And she thinks it's funny. And
it's hilarious.
It is funny.
Unless you're on a Zoom call.
I mean, no, I've never done that. But I'm just like on the plane. And I'm like, this is American Airlines. I can't be on the no-fly list.
I think you get on the no-fly list, you really got to do some shit. I think you can be hard. I don't think that's a no-fly list.
I think if you get aroused and you like walk to the bathroom, I think it's a no-fly list.
What?
Yeah. You can't be rocked up on the plane. They're senior citizens and babies and fake service dogs. I don't think you can.
Can you go to jail for having a fake service dog? There's got to be some legal issue.
I hope not.
Oh my God, that would be so. You have your Justin Timberlake moment where you're like at the airport on the body camera footage. You're like, this is going to ruin the tour.
Oh, dude.
Like, sorry, you
can't
have a fake tour dog.
Dude.
Sorry, tour dog.
I can't, it would be such a problem.
Yeah. Well,
it would be a horrible, horrendous problem.
Good thing this podcast doesn't go to like thousands. Whatever, dude. It's a fucking dog. If it was a parrot, sure. That's a little bizarre. Yeah.
Also, this is a comedy podcast. The moment they say anything to me, I'm like, it's a joke, you idiot.
Yeah.
Ha, ha, ha.
That's not even a dog. It's a cat.
Yeah. Meow, Gigi. Meow. Dude, that'd be kind of cool to fucking to train your dog to meow.
Holy shit.
Oh, my God. And then you train your cat to bark?
Yo, and then you invite your friends over for salvia, and then you tell them to start barking.
Salvia.
Right. Salvia?
You invite your friends over for salvia. It's so funny.
Salvia, that's it, right?
No, it is. It is, but it's just like, it's just the most random thing. Usually people invite friends over to play 2K, and you're like, hey, you want salvia?
Bro.
And we can eat fucking fresh ground turkey.
Low key, I mean, it's a 15-minute activity. You could still do so much after.
Is salvia only 15 minutes?
It's like 15 or 20 minutes.
I don't even know what it is.
But it feels like chapters of your life.
When someone says salvia, I feel like that's what you put in your coffee to make it sweeter.
Stevia.
Splenda. Bless you. Splenda. You're
What's
right.
Stevia?
I think Stevia and Splenda are the same.
Both work.
Splenda is pink, Stevia is yellow. No.
Hmm.
What does it do?
Guess the person on salvia?
I mean, let's do it.
Bro, well, it's fucking insane. The fact that they just sell it at smoke shops and you just have to be 18 to buy it is
so you can just walk into a smoke shop.
Legal.
And you can get a cigar and salvia?
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Dip that bitch. You'll be seeing Uranus. Both of them.
Yo.
It's gnarly. I've probably done it 4 or 5 times. It is either like you're laughing uncontrollably or you feel like you're like your body is wrapped around the entire earth and you're like, this is where it ends. I'm a Grateful Dead album cover.
Yeah. I don't want to roll the dice on that. I don't want to roll the dice on that. That seems
it is
crazy.
A big roll, but again, it's only 15 minutes. But in the moment, it feels like that's your life forever. It's crazy how drugs work, where it convinces your brain that this is forever.
That's awful. It's like being like high. I was high one time for what's it called, detention, and I was like,
you were high in detention?
Yeah, it was awful.
Well, that's probably why you're in detention.
Yeah,
like you're high, stay here longer, and you're like, good, I can't walk.
I threw a baked potato at someone, and I got detention.
Bro, you talk about my schooling. You had baked potatoes? You had fucking baked potatoes? You clown me all day for saying you had recess. You had literally baked potatoes.
You had nutrition, you loser.
Nutrition.
You had extra time.
Motherfucker, you had chives.
Snack.
You had chives.
You were 17.
I was hungry. It was kind of awesome, though, because you go two periods.
It's so awesome.
Two periods.
I'm shitting on it because I'm jealous.
Get baked potatoes, though. Imagine going to algebra after scarfing down an entire potato.
Yeah, I mean, why do you think I got such bad grades? I was sleepy. Ain't nobody said, hey, don't have carbs
before
fucking social studies.
That's why
I don't know what Prussia is.
Through what is?
That's why I don't know where Prussia is.
Where's Prussia?
It's an old country. I thought it'd be funny, but no one laughed.
Oh, I thought you stumbled and tried to say Russia.
No, there was a country named Prussia.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Are you sure the P's not silent?
Ah, oh, shit.
I shouldn't have had
a baked potato before spelling either.
I want to go through and just live a day of high school again.
Hold on.
Not in any sus way. You would go there and go straight to the gym and be like, what time's practice?
I would go straight to the gym and start lifting, and everyone was like, yo, this guy's strong.
Yeah.
And I would try out for basketball immediately. I mean, literally immediately. I would hope that I was a freshman, and I would try for basketball.
But I'm saying like for, and this feels like very like YouTube challenge video. I'm saying like you and me both start 8 a.m. and have to take the same classes, the same notes, and do all this, take the tests, go to nutrition, give commentary, go to lunch, like try to make new friends. But they're like, you're old as fuck. Get out of here.
Yeah.
Like throw the milk carton at the bully. Yeah. And like sit through the classes. Just, I honestly feel like you would come out of it feeling, you'd be like, yeah, sometimes this job is stressful, but thank God I'm not in high school anymore.
Yeah, dude, I mean, we could literally take a college class right now and just go. You can audit a college class right now. We could
really
just go. Yeah. You could just go order a
college
class
to me
right
feels
now.
Too professional and adulty.
Dude, have you been to a college recently? Everyone's 11 years old. It is fucking weird as shit. I just recently did Are You Kidding TV. Those guys
I've been
are
seeing
so
you on your influencer shit these days.
Hey!
I go, about fucking time, Mikey B.
Yeah!
I go, like, you've been holding on to your name and all these followers, and I'm like, you just stick in your corner, you do the crowd clips, and then I'm like, keep doing it, keep doing it.
I'm trying to!
You got to!
I'm trying to!
I mean, you really don't have to. You're doing great without it. But every time I see it, I'm like, see you, Daniel Mack!
Dude, that Daniel Mack clip was so funny to
They're
me.
They're fun, dude.
They're fun.
And you know what it is? They take all of 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, this will do how many views?
Yeah.
Cool.
Literally took 10 minutes. It was great. But,
goddamn.
Ladies and gentlemen, this podcast is sponsored by our friends at Blue Chew. Who's at the door, dude?
Hopefully someone's dick.
Exactly. Guys, what do women want besides peace and quiet and not Trevor and not Michael? Guys, what do women want and need? We don't know. But when the vibe is right and a good consensual appointment never hurt, okay? Be her rock with Blue Chew. You know what that freaking means. Euphemism in the house. Dude, they're sponsoring the podcast. They're sponsoring your freaking bedroom performance. And with their new arousal boosting formula, you're getting turned on mentally and hard, physically bricked in the brain, bricked in the body. We saw a Blue Chew rapper on the street the other day, dude. That's a walk of fame.
And you should have seen how she was walking. Limping.
You look like a duck crossing the street, dude.
Quack.
Exactly. They combine four ingredients into one powerful solution. Two ingredients get you hard physically, and two support arousal and desire in the brain. It works fast and it lasts. Guys, have a complete experience in the bedroom with Blue Chew Gold. There's a reason Blue Chew is the number one brand for better sex. Experience it yourself at BlueChew.com. And we've got a special deal for our listeners right now. When you buy 2 months of Blue Chew Gold, you get the third for free with promo code SOX. Did you hear what I just said? That is promo code SOX. You will also receive additional 10% off plus free overnight shipping on your first order. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the pod and the bedroom.
Goddamn. You were on a college campus for that.
That's what my point was. And I was like looking around with binoculars. No, I was looking around and I was like, bro, everyone looks like they're fucking 10 years old. It's crazy.
Dude, you're telling me I do a fuck ton of college gigs. And you look at the front row and you're like, I feel bad for even saying the word like poop or like shit.
Yeah. It's a weird scenario when you're looking around. What's my point? Oh, you're saying the high school class, that would be really fun. You were saying that if we did a college class, it still like seemed professional, whatever. I think it would be weird as fuck because everyone is so,
yeah.
Like everyone's, it still feels like a place we shouldn't be, but high school for sure.
Well, maybe like college, but it's like all the classes are back to back to back. I'm saying like college, sometimes you have one class and you fuck off for the day.
Oh,
I'm saying like, I want to just go through the whole schedule. Even if it's like just you and I in the classroom and then the teacher, I just want to see like how much shit we had to do back then.
Bro.
Just to kind of relive that, just to be like, thank God I'm not doing that. Thank God I'm doing what I love. And just to see like how challenging that shit actually was.
Dude, so
we got no, we weren't drinking any coffee.
Oh,
you just show up, you just spawn. No nicotine, no coffee.
Dude, isn't
a lot of erections.
Isn't that a lot of erections? Isn't
I was hard.
Isn't that insane that we would just wake up at 7 in the morning and put on pants and go to school, no coffee, no anything. And then people say, hey, what's up, Mike? And you're like, oh, what's up? Dude, if I try to do that with no coffee right now, I wouldn't make it.
Dude, there could be a Starbucks in a hotel lobby, and I wake up, I'm like, I can't.
I know.
You want me to go down there?
Dude,
I'm tired.
I bought a portable espresso maker.
Yeah.
It grounds the beans and makes you espresso it's for like camping.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool. It's like a little thermos.
What's it called?
I don't remember.
See, I got one of those too, and I just rip it in the room.
It's great.
Does it make an absolute bloody mess?
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
But the thought of
the
not...
maids are like, does this guy work for Starbucks? What's happening?
Bro, some of the towels that they must see after like cleaning up the room.
Oh
it's,
my God.
And it's not even gross shit like cum or nut. It's like coffee grinds. But it looks like poop.
Dude, it's coffee grounds. It's like Band-Aids.
I'm so dumb. When I was in Canada, I was like, when I was up there for a while, I got
they had a mini fridge, so I kind of got some groceries. And I was cutting up strawberries. Okay. For some reason, they didn't have plates. I was just cutting it up on a towel.
Yeah.
This shit looked like I was going full emo on my wrist. Yeah. There was red everywhere, and then like the knife.
Yes.
Moments. And yes. Then there's another towel of like coffee stains on it. I'm like, did they shit himself and cut his arms?
That's the natural progression of things.
Shit yourself then cut?
Yep.
Shit and cut.
Shit and cut.
Sounds like a gas station somewhere in Delaware.
We could go. We could go if you want.
Bro, I Delaware's know we, so funny. I know we've harped on this before, but like there's motherfuckers in Delaware.
Yeah. Right. My cousins are from Delaware.
Shouldn't be.
Shouldn't be at all.
But like right now, somebody's probably listening to this in mm-hmm. Delaware being yeah. like, bro, me.
Dover, Delaware. Delaware. There's a place called Dover, Delaware, and you could walk to another state in 11 minutes. It is the smallest state in the world.
Where's that one corner where four states meet? Isn't that like Nevada, California, Arizona?
I don't know.
And we go there.
It's the square states.
Yeah, but we go there and we stand in the middle and be like, I'm in four states. You're an alcoholic.
Oh, I'm in four states. You look up. They go, where'd my family go? And they just polish a revolver and go to sleep. Yeah, I mean, there's certain things. Where is this?
Where is it? Four corners. And you know what's funny? They probably make money off this. There's probably a convenience store there that's like, I went to four states today. You know what I want to do is do a lap making love and be like, yeah, I just cracked in all four states.
I love that. I love that idea.
Oh, Jack, did you ever pull up? That's it?
Yeah, this is it.
Bro, this is dumb as fuck.
Mexico, Utah.
The dude, togs in the middle.
Dude, everything about everything is stupid.
I agree. But hear me out. If you're on
that's
a road...
actually really cute. I can't lie. That's actually fucking listen, cute as shit.
As two guys without kids, dumb as hell. If you had kids and you're on a road trip and this is on the way, you're stopping.
Stopping.
Kids, you want to go to four...
Yeah, first of all, it's free.
That's
the main thing. But yeah, I think your entire perspective changes when you have kids. Like, all this stuff becomes fun. Like, the fucking Niagara Falls, shut the fuck up. But if I had kids, I would definitely bring my kids to Niagara Falls. And if my kids sucked, I'd throw them in there.
Yeah, with his iPad. That's also the other thing. You take a kid to Niagara Falls, and he's on his iPad. But he's quiet, so you don't want to be like, get off your iPad. And you're like, all right.
Yeah, get off YouPorn and look up at the fucking Niagara Falls.
He's 18 in the scenario, by the way.
Definitely, definitely, definitely.
That actually looks crazy.
What's that?
Yeah, but the view.
I didn't even know.
But Jack, the view when you're there isn't that.
Oh, true.
The view, you're just staring at white fluff.
I will say that I did a show in Ontario, Canada. I can't remember now. But it was the Canada side of Niagara Falls. And yeah. It was, I think it's that. It doesn't matter.
It's pretty fucking
but
cool.
they put me in this nice hotel, and it was had a
you could see it.
It was. I stared at that shit for like fucking 15 minutes. It's really, really cool.
But let me ask you this: had you flown there without those shows and you saw the view from the hotel, would you still be impressed, or were you like, "Wow, this is so cool! I get to do shows and randomly open my window and there's that."
It's actually really. I would assume what everyone thinks my answer is, but I will be honest. It's actually really, really cool.
Okay.
It looks really cool.
Okay.
Would I go there? Would I go there again? No. Yeah. Without shows. I go there
really
with
shows. I want to see the, was it Northern Lights?
I do too,
that's
dude.
That's in like Iceland?
I don't know. In the northern part of something.
Well,
but I do want to see it.
I don't even know. Motherfuckers in like Wyoming can see it.
Really?
Yeah. I this is something that I would travel
Norway.
To go. I would travel to go do to see this. I think that shit would be awesome.
Yeah. But wouldn't it fucking, does it really look like that though?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Really? It looks like
in a video.
Looks like Shrek came.
Dude, is this real or is this like
AI?
Oh, it says real video.
Wow, that's fucking cool, man. I'm back in. Oh, this is awesome.
Dude.
Turn that fucking volume up, dude. When you play relaxed music, I come. Play that louder, please. Oh, my God.
You're at a stoplight. Guy pulls up to you, blasting relaxing music, full volume. What are you thinking?
What am I thinking?
What are you thinking about that guy?
He has a kid in the trunk. And it's not his.
I think, is there anywhere you would travel to see? I want to go to Bora Bora and I want to see the Northern Lights. Two opposite in the spectrum.
You know, I want to go. There's this, and I'm going to fuck up because I don't remember what it is, but there's this really insanely cool hike that you like, excuse me, that you hike for like a week. And there's like really cool like places to stay like along the way. I think it's in like Mexico. I'm fucking this up. Daniel Weingarten did it. He was away for like 2 weeks doing it. And like he was like alone and like walked.
Alone?
Yeah, walk like miles and miles and miles. But it looked really cool. You just backpack and you can do it in like a luxury way, but you could do it or like the middle of the road one where you like hike all day and you can like stay at.
Yeah.
But place. It's like a whole thing because every like you buy a package. And so every hut or hotel or whatever knows you get a certain amount of food and all that kind of stuff.
What is the most beautiful thing you've ever seen?
My girlfriend. Clip that right now. Cut the podcast. Clip that. Send it.
And that was the only answer I wanted you to have. I don't want to know about some National Geographic bullshit.
Goddamn.
Oh my goodness. Ladies and gentlemen, this next ad is brought to you by Factor. If you know me, if you've ever listened to an episode of this podcast, you know Factor is not a fear for me. I love Factor.
You do.
Factor meals. Our routine took a hit these past couple of months. Travel, shows, being on the road. I hate thinking about what I want to eat. I hate thinking.
Okay, we know.
But there is nothing better. There's nothing better than a Factor meal, fresh, never frozen, delivered straight to your door. I literally wake up and I feel like I have like a buffet in front of me, but it's a chef created. I open the fridge and I go, boom. I guess we're eating delicacy today.
Yeah, we are, dude.
Dude, their pasta is all gluten-free for your boy. Dang it, it's good.
It must take forever to cook these, though.
2 minutes.
What? They're ready in 2 minutes, dude. No prep, no cleanup, okay? So even on the days your schedule is completely out of freaking control, which is every day for us, eating well is still achievable. And every week, there's over 100 nutrient-dense menu items to choose from, plus new options like salmon burgers, shredded pork collard greens, and add-ons you actually crave like pumpkin-flavored cheesecake and protein shakes. I had one today, dude. I worked out. I'm jacked, and I had a protein shake.
Protein shakes. They got coffees in there to go. They got juices. They got everything. You get like ginger shots.
Yes.
97% of users agree that Factor meals help them live a healthier life. The salmon burgers are good too. So you should go too as well. Let's eat real. Head to factormeals.com/socks50off. That's socks50off to get 50% off and one free breakfast item per box for 1 year while supplies last until 10/31/26. That code is socks50off at factormeals.com. Socks50off at factormeals.com. See website for more details and important yum-yum information.
Goddamn. I went to Costa Rica once. That was beautiful.
But is there one in your head you're like, wow, I've never seen anything more amazing than that? Like, is there one moment that comes to your mind?
Nothing really comes to mind immediately. There was one time I did this like... I did this like kind of longer hike in Washington, and we did. I saw.
Bad timing to yawn.
No, it's fine. Sorry. But I saw like a glacier lake. That makes sense, right? A fucking lake because a glacier is melting, global warming. I don't think that's related, but it was awesome. Like we did this all day hike. We started like fucking 4 a.m. and all the way, and it was gorgeous.
You ever been to Banff? Heard of it?
I've heard of it. I've never been.
Beautiful. Can you pull a photo of Banff?
What is that?
It is near Calgary, I think.
Banff.
Well, the water's just like crazy fucking blue. Yo. That was pretty fucking cool to see. I think Alaska was probably just...
I think they call that the Mirror Lakes or something.
Dude, I like nature, man. I was hating on it for so long. dude. Dude. I just, nature to me is so dumb. Oh, look at pine cones. Who gives a shit? Give me Canva. Like, that's where I was. But look at that, man.
I fucking love nature. I don't want to go to it, but when I stumble across it, I love it.
Dude,
it's just beautiful.
I went stargazing a few days ago. I was in Ojai.
Yeah.
And it was late. And we just looked up at the stars. Or they had Airbnb like right in the middle of the fucking forest. Dude, it was incredible.
Stargazing is nice.
Oh, my God. You look up and you realize, you know what? You're just a speck.
Yeah.
your worries don't matter. The Milky Way don't give a fuck that your YouTube ain't doing good.
And those stars are there every night. Even on your most stressful nights, that's always there.
Hey, you ready for this? Stars are there during the day. That'll blow
and
your cock off.
They keep working. Even when they're not seen, they're still working.
Yeah, they're all twinkling still. Go ahead.
Even when they feel like they're not being validated for the work they're putting in, they're still showing up every single day.
Every day twinkling.
And when they shine a little brighter.
Okay. What does this mean?
Thank you.
Oh, this means you just work hard regardless of what the outcome is.
Even when nobody's seen your hard work, keep working. Because at one point they will.
Grind. Hustle. Be a twinkle. Bro,
I keep
star.
Getting these
fucking... Who wrote that?
A pedophile. Twinkle, twinkle. Bro, no... Can you look that up? No grown man should ever use the word twinkle.
Never.
In what world would you ever need to use the word twinkle in your vocabulary?
You're like, damn, my wife's asshole twinkles.
If she got a Brazilian, man.
I know.
Dude, I keep getting these videos on my algorithm. And I'm a sucker for shit like this.
Yes, of course.
I'm like, I'm a guy who I wouldn't go to a tarot card reader, but like if a tarot card reader popped up on my feed, I'll watch that shit.
I get it.
Yeah, I watch G33 a lot. You know that guy who
is that a plane?
He tells you your birthday and then like he says what's going to happen to you this month.
No, but dude, there's millions of these people out there. And so here's what pisses me off about them. They'll be like, if you're watching this video on August 12th, this is meant to be for you. There's no hashtags to offend you for a reason. Also, I watched 12 of these videos before. They know who to serve it to.
Yeah.
And then they're like, so much wealth and everything you've been looking for is coming to you today. Interact with this video 3 times to confirm it. I'm like, motherfucker, no.
No.
You think the spirit gods, I hope you're not. You think the spirit gods are watching me and be like, didn't share it. He liked it, didn't save it, didn't post it to his story.
Dude,
interact with this for better luck.
This is the modern day. You ever get that email and say, hey, you have to send this email to 7 people or your father's going to die? That's the modern fucking version of this.
Can I tell you what I did this morning?
What you didn't. Trevor Wallace. No, you didn't.
No.
What did you do this morning?
I can't believe I didn't think about this. This is okay. So I started getting one of those, man, and I started getting all these in my feed. And apparently, August 8th to the August 10th, like this era, this is like it's called like the Lion's Gate Moon or some shit, Lion's Gate Portal. And all these crystal bitches are like, right now is. Right now is the most strongest time because the date's like 8/8 or some shit. Right now is thousands of views, all these likes, right? And they're like, what you want to do in the Lion's Portal? It's write this down. And it's a Leo energy. So you want to write it down? Write down what I say and then burn it.
No, you didn't.
You think?
No, you didn't. Look at me.
Buddy.
No, you didn't.
All my life.
What did you write down?
On an orange post-it note.
What did you write down?
You want to tell you?
Yes.
I saved the video.
I need you to tell me right now.
Here, let me know.
I am praying that this is horrendous.
No, it's just, it's like forms of like manifestation type shit.
Man, gay.
Here, I'm gonna send this to Stiff Sox. Listen, I don't know why I did this, but I'm at a point right now where I just could use a little extra...
Lion's mane. What's it called?
A little extra fucking spirits looking out for me, you know? Not that anything, you know, like, I mean, like, and I still, you know, and who knows how much of this is fucking
Well, now
snake.
I know why you watched the fucking video.
Okay, man, this is really vulnerable what I did. This is some fucking, I could be an idiot for this, man. I don't know. But I just there's a lot of unanswered questions in my head right now, some stuff, and I just really wanted some like clarity. And I'm like, dude, I'm at the point where I'm looking at fucking spiritual
Sebastian.
You seen these girls on Instagram? If you're watching this, this is your lucky day. Really, I got a toddler who shit everywhere. No, I don't have a toddler. But you know, I just was like, what if I tried this?
It's okay. Dude, I believe in spirits. I believe in this type of stuff. And I'm just hoping that this is hilarious.
it's hilarious to be a full grown man and be like writing this out, turning on a gas fireplace in the backyard, but here we go.
Okay. Please play this right now.
And before we get going on this, I would like to say, if you did this, I would also be giving you a tough time.
Of course. Let me tell you something. If I did this and you didn't give me a hard time, I would think you were trying to fuck me.
But two could be true. But this came across my algorithm. And dude, I don't know. None of it. Bro, I don't fucking know.
Listen,
I don't know.
It's okay.
People get 222 tatted on their chest and have the worst lives of the ever.
Buddy, I listen to the Calm app every morning.
Yeah.
I'm doing the same thing.
That might have also been this too. I listened to the Calm app this morning and then scrolled and then saw this.
Yeah.
What you should and shouldn't do on the rare total solar eclipse.
Pause real quick.
It's the eclipse today.
She's not real.
I hope so. Or else I just listen to an AI generator. I think she's real.
August 13th, this is the most life-changing time in 2026, and your actions then will shape how the next 6 months of your life plays out. This is the first total solar eclipse we've had in over 2 years, and it's in the powerful fiery sign Leo. So this is incredibly rare and powerful energy you'll definitely want to utilize and handle properly. Number one, do not manifest. The energy of this eclipse is chaotic, so a manifestation ritual could backfire on you. It's okay to focus on your previous manifestations, but this is not the time to manifest something new.
You shouldn't manifest something.
Something new.
All right, fire ritual. This eclipse is in Leo, which is fire sign energy. So using fire magic will be extremely powerful in burning away years of obstacles and negative energy that has been holding you back from the life of your dreams. You're going to get a pen and paper and write down this affirmation. All of the negative energy and obstacles that have been holding me back from the love, success, and life that I desire are now completely and permanently destroyed.
Pause. Then you're going to long of a fucking piece of paper you I think I got?
Out. I ran out.
How many times do you have to rewind this?
Three.
To burn that paper to ashes. By doing this, the negative energy and obstacles are literally going up in flames and being burned away. Number three, do look at the area of life this solar eclipse is affecting you in based off your zodiac sign. I post how each sign is affected by this eclipse.
I stopped
in
watching
the
at this point, but yeah.
So when did you do this?
This morning.
This morning?
About 11:50.
11:50, okay.
Listen, man. If it works, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
If it doesn't, whatever. I lost a post-it note and maybe looked insane to my neighbor.
And your cat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Dude, no hate. I want you to do it again tomorrow. I like all this stuff.
So I actually listen to the same kind of thing, but it's like a bro version of it. And I think you would like this.
God. This is, hold on, before you play this, like, this is why all of these type of people I never believe or get on board with. Why can't you just be a normal fucking person doing this? You know why? Because you're an insane person.
Why can't
there just be a normal person that's like, hey, listen, it's a solar eclipse in a couple days. You might want to take a post-it note and write some stuff down. You will blah, blah, blah. Why does it always have to be presented like, if you are a spirit and fucking ever.
Well, this guy's got a Ravens hat on.
This dude, I mean, this guy's about to Ray Rice someone in a goddamn elevator.
Six, the rat will do the worst. Does that mean every single rat's gonna have a bad year? No, but 85 to 80% of you, if not higher, are getting hit. If you press, you will lose. Next, ox. People who are born in ox years, for a large percentage of them, 60, 65, gonna be a tough year. Next, tiger. You will do well in 2026, the horse year, because tigers and horses are good friends. In 2020...
Dude, this is how fucking dumb you are. Now you have to listen to this through that lens.
But I got to take Jack's side. If he was, I forget what I am.
Look at that hat he's wearing.
If he would have said whatever animal I was when I was born, I for sure would have been like, yeah, I fucking knew it. But listen, man, there's a lot of unanswered things in multiple spaces of my life. And this isn't about one thing, but a lot of things.
Right.
And I'm just like, Yeah. I don't know. We wish for happy birthday on a cake. That's no different than this.
There's not. It's a difference. Jack is watching. That's crazy. That guy just lost millions of dollars on fucking DraftKings yesterday.
Mm. But I also agree that is pretty nuts.
Goddamn. Ladies and gentlemen, this podcast is sponsored by our friends at Shopify. If you've been sitting in a business idea, Shopify makes it easy to make it happen today. Everything you need to start selling is included and ready from day one. We know because we run our own freaking merch store on Shopify. And the thing we wish someday And the thing we wish somebody had told us early is how much it just handles itself. Setup, checkout, all of it. Speaking of checkout, cha-ching! That's the moment that matters. Your first customer is finally ready to pay, and Shopify checkout helps more of them actually finish the purchase, dude. That's when they come back. Their details are ready and saved. One tap and they're done, dude. Zero friction. We freaking love that. Any business owner knows that making your customer's life easier makes your life easier. That's a win-win. And because Shopify handles the setup and the checkout, you get your time back to actually grow that thing. You're not fixing mistakes, you're building. Shopify powers millions of businesses worldwide, from household names like Mattel and Gymshark to people who just started last week. With Shopify, nothing stands between your idea and real businesses. Go make it happen. Okay, if you're ready to stop putting off your business and start hearing cha-freaking-ching, dude, then you're ready for Shopify. Start your free trial at shopify.com/socks today. You heard me right, dude. Start your free trial today at shopify.com/socks. That is shopify.com/socks.
Goddamn. And like,
what is nuts?
The thing that I did.
You know what? I don't think so.
No?
No. I don't think so.
So if you walk down and
it's funny. It is. But I don't think it's nuts.
You walked out, you see your girl doing that ritual. What are your thoughts?
I just want to know what's on that paper. I hope it's not like my name or something.
Yeah.
If it's like, she explained to me, if it's that, I'm going to be like, cool. I don't not believe in this type of stuff.
Yeah, but the thing is, I kind of do.
And you kind of do what? That you don't believe in it?
No, I do, but like.
Yeah, me too.
I don't know why. But it is funny.
I think if this type of stuff actually existed, I think that's awesome. Because if it doesn't, dude, life is so fucking weird. Like, this is it? This is it?
You know that, like, really big celebrities have their own, like, what is it, person who's, like, studies astrology signs?
Yeah, a lot of the stock market guys do.
Really?
I know Warren Buffett did.
And a lot of them have that. Like, I don't know if she has this, but, like, SZA feels like that. People like SZA will like, reach out and be like, when is a good time to put out an album based on da-da-da-da-da.
There is like
hilarious. It's like a sommelier of emotions.
Can you bring up a video of someone actually explaining what zodiac signs are? Because if you have someone that's actually knowledgeable in this stuff, it does sort of make sense why a certain person is a certain way based on 100%. When they were born.
Dude, you read Capricorn, I go, I fit all that.
Do you?
A lot of it.
I don't know anything about Capricorns.
All they want to do, they're pretty closed off, and they're just workhorses. Yeah, I got everything but the horse cock. What's the deal with this?
All right, let's read. I want to read yours, though. You said you're a Capricorn, right?
Yeah.
You just said, yeah.
Yeah, you're just reading like a generic type thing. Like, oh, what? Yeah.
I just don't know.
Yeah, read it and then.
What is a Capricorn? Let's see.
I mean, there's a reason me, Tiger Woods, and LeBron all have the same birthday.
That's what I was trying to show you.
Three, they need to be able to laugh because that's how they relieve stress. Some people are infos, they need sex. Some people can't go to sleep unless they have so much money in the bank. Well, this person needs to laugh. Some people need to travel. Everyone has their own thing, and once you know what that thing is, then you can start excelling at life.
Who does his
so clips? A Capricorn is practical, hardworking, and deeply ambitious. Earth sign ruled by the planet Saturn, known as the Achievers of the Zodiac. They are reliable, disciplined, and focused on building secure, long-term foundations in life.
I'm sorry. You said what?
Common weaknesses.
Fuck.
Workaholic. Can become overly consumed by tasks, goals, and career milestones. That does not sound like you at all.
Gay.
Is that really what it says?
Yeah. It says, but key strengths, ambitious, disciplined, incredibly focused, patient, and willing to put in the necessary time, which is awesome. Responsible, highly reliable, trustworthy, and practical in solving problems. Yes. Loyal, 100%. Protective and protective amongst friends and partners who show up when it counts.
Type shit.
That's great.
But I like so much of that. And that's why I believe dumb shit like that. Because I'll read that and be like, oh, fucking love work. Oh, fucking, yeah, I'm ambitious. Yeah. But like, read yours.
I just brought up.
Did you guys wish Michael a happy birthday?
Nobody.
Jack?
Oh, no, Alex did. Nah, he did. Everyone did. Okay, a Leo person is bold, warm, and charismatic, ruled by the sun. They love the spotlight. That's wrong. Led with natural confidence and show fierce loyalty and generosity to people they love. Only to people I love. Core strengths, confident. They trust their gut and walk into a room with natural self-assurance. Generous, they love to share, give great gifts, and treat friends like royalty. Loyal, creative, they have dramatic artistic flair and love self-expression. Natural leaders, they step up and God. Okay, weaknesses, attention seeking. That's wrong. Stubborn, that is, attention seeking is right, stubborn is right. Egotistical, their pride can turn into arrogance if they feel threatened. That's true. Dramatic, they can overreact when things do not go their way. And the fifth thing is they like feet. It's crazy.
Yeah, I think I'm half Leo.
Yeah. You're probably in the Leo hemisphere. What's it called? Your third moon.
Well, I'm only surface level on this shit.
Oh.
Because then someone's like, well, what's your third moon rising?
I know.
Like, bitch,
I know.
Whoa, hold on.
Yeah, what house are you in or whatever?
Gryffindor.
What house?
But yeah, I'm surface level on that.
Okay.
I don't know, man. Dude, it's I watch videos like that the same way I watch like hydraulic press videos.
I love those.
I'm like, I gotta see this through.
I love those.
I gotta watch the end of it.
Yeah.
Or it's like they're throwing a ball through a hole this big and then this big and then this big. And it's like, it's clinically impossible to get this golf ball through that hole. I'm like, well, I gotta see.
Yeah. Well, every time I do that, I know it's going through, so I don't care.
Honestly, I wish I had that perspective. But instead, I'm like, there's no way. So if you have a good hook, yeah. And all these, like, crystal, they start the video holding a tarot card or literally a crystal and be like, if you're seeing this video is for you.
It's not for me. It's not for me. But here's the thing. I do believe in this stuff. I don't know, man. I just feel like if you're a person, like a tarot card person, you have those quote-unquote powers or whatever. I understand that this is a democracy and there's capitalism, blah, blah, blah. But why are you charging me for this?
Because they're getting your attention. They're like funneling your attention. Now they're like, how can I make money off this?
I know, but that feels like, I just feel like if you have the power to like know what's happening, why are you charging people? It just feels like weird.
Right. Well, you know what it is? It's like, and that's what makes me not believe it.
Right.
I'm like eager on the edge of my seat word for word when they're like, and at midnight, you're going to get a text and da, da, da. I'm like all about that. And then at the end, she's like, interact with this video three times. Or they're like, karma's real. Follow me to lock this in. And I'm like, fuck you. That's what I feel like. It's like one of those things where like somebody make a fake Ellen account and be like, retweet this for $1 million.
Yep.
And that's when I like have my like post
nut.
Post crystal regret. When I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Because it's all of that.
Yeah,
it's like, and that's what makes me. That's like, yeah, that's what makes me just like not trust any of the shit. I do believe in the idea of it, but when people are like the arbiters of fucking magic, I'm like, no, you're not. You're a failed yoga instructor. If you were a real magic bitch witch, you wouldn't be living in Torrance. And that's all me.
This is oddly specific. Did this happen to you in the past?
No. But I mean, listen, I'm being, you know, I'm exaggerating on purpose. But like, but I don't know, man.
Dramatic Leo.
Self-indulgent.
Yes, I very much so get it.
Yeah, because listen, if I was magic, I would own Bank of America.
Make him disappear in post. Well, I've also heard people, and didn't this happen to you or your girlfriend or somebody?
What?
I was talking to somebody. They went to a tarot card reader, and they like do like 30 minutes, and then they're like, oh, I'm getting really strong signals.
Yeah.
Give me another $10, and I'll tell you.
Yeah. They got my girlfriend like that.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Yeah. And she paid like a little extra there, and then they like text her like weeks after asking for like a dumb amount of money because they're like, oh, you're cursed. We have to get like... We have to like do another session to get the people that are cursed out of your life, and it's going to be $750 to
send
sit down
those people
again.
To hell.
I know, man. I know that's the place that I walked into, And immediately I was like, yuck, this person sucks. And then like said two things that were totally wrong. And I go, nope. Yeah. And then she just shut down. She shut down. We fucking worked together for like 11 minutes. And then she goes, okay, it's $85. And I was like, how about I burn your entire office to the ground? How about I do that?
Was he giving you flashbacks?
Of? Amster?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're always in a house. It's never in an official apartment building. Or, yeah, or it's never in an official office building.
Yeah, if you were magic, why are we in a basement of your mom's house?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Your cat is eating mice in the corner.
It's not even your cat.
Well.
Jack, you believe in this?
I believe in that G33 guy.
I can't believe you believe in him.
I believe in numerology. I don't believe in the star stuff, but I think it's all
numerology?
Kind of...
Goddamn.
Ladies and gentlemen, this ad is brought to you by Fabletics. This time of year always has us reaching for layers. 1 minute it's warm outside, the next you're dealing with cooler weather or the AC blasting. So it's nice to have pieces that work wherever the day takes you. That's one of the reasons we love shopping at Fabletics. We signed up as new VIPs and we got 70 to 80% off everything,
huh?
Which makes it easy to stock up on workout shirts, shorts, joggers, hoodies, everyday staples. And the quality really impressed us. And I'm being honest.
Yep.
Everything feels lightweight, comfortable, but built to last. Our favorite part is how easy it is to wear. Whether you're working out, traveling, running errands, or just hanging out, you can throw on a hoodie or a lightweight jacket and keep going. The one we've been reaching for lately is this lightweight jacket, which I love because planes are always hot and they're cold. They're hot and they're cold. But with this lightweight jacket, I can keep it on and endure whatever the hell the pilot is doing up in the front desk. Front desk? What are they, in an office?
They could be.
Dude, I'll wear a workout outfit and wear it the rest of the day. Do I smell? Sure. Do I look good? Yes.
Buddy, I did it 2 days ago. I wore freaking Fabletics to play golf. And you know what I did? I went right to the cafe to get a god darn coffee. No one said anything to me because I looked freaking hot. So shop now at Fabletics.com/socks to get 70 to 80% off everything when you sign up as a new VIP. Take a quick style quiz and be sure to select socks. When prompted to unlock this offer. This is a limited time offer, so don't wait. Again, that's fabletics.com/socks for 70 to 80% off everything as a new VIP.
Goddamn.
It's like 33 is like a FanDuel number and 28 is like a money.
33 is?
Yeah.
What does it mean?
It's like a super number. It's like 444 or 111.
What why?
Bro.
What?
That's how old I am.
Oh, well. Yeah, manifest that shit.
I manifested this age.
I don't know if you manifest. I think it just kind of happened.
Oh, shit.
Yo, hold on. Wasn't Jesus Christ 33?
Yeah, that's why it's like the powerful number.
Yo.
Well, yeah, it doesn't have to do with
you know how much money I would pay to see what type of bookshelf that motherfucker made?
Bro, Jesus accomplished that much in his life, and I've only done this. A lot of his was after, though, no?
Yeah.
No, he did a ton when he was alive. That motherfucker walked on water at 31.
Did he?
I didn't even put on my first special then.
33. But that's the shit. When Jack goes, he said, I'm like, oh, yeah, whatever. It's dumb. And Jack's like, 33, good number. I'm like,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Because in my head, I'm like, I still am going to work hard.
Typical Capricorn.
I'm still going to work hard and chase these goals, but like, I like to know a little bit of that shit, too.
Yeah,
and I'm a very like
hot.
Yeah, I'm, what is it? Superstitious, maybe.
Yeah,
in a sense where like I've told you guys this before, but the first video I ever posted that really blew up was like 2017 about Zoomies, and I posted it at like 7 p.m. on a Monday, and then ever since then I don't do it anymore. Probably should, but I was like, I gotta upload Monday 7 p.m. Or like there's. Okay, a little louder. Or the shit where it's like, I don't check my phone after I post and it does better. Like,
yeah. There's
all these weird little quirks to every single person. So I think that type of stuff is just another one of those like,
yeah.
Oh, this has worked in the past. What is this?
100%. I'm very superstitious too. And I do believe, I'm going to say this for the 12th time. I do believe in that stuff. It just needs to be, coming through someone that I trust. And most people that do this type
Speaking
of stuff.
Speaking of people trust, is that Joe Rogan or no?
No, it's not Joe Rogan.
Never mind. Just listen to this real quick.
Yep.
Everyone knows who Jay-Z and Beyonce is. Jay-Z and Beyonce are born in the fourth. They're both billionaires. Why don't you look up the mansion they live in that looks like the number four?
That's it.
When I talk about numbers, I can talk about Kobe Bryant and Michael Jordan both being 11 life paths. I mean,
people always talk about. How come those two are so similar? You see it right there. Barack Obama, one of the best mouthpieces in the world. He's an 11 life path. Who was the Republican's Barack Obama? Ronald Reagan, another 11 life path.
So what is an 11 life
path? If you take someone's numerology number, it all reduces down to an 11. That's an 11 life path. Kobe was an 11. Michael Jordan's an 11. Kanye's an 11.
Obama has my birthday. That's
he's born 8-4-1961. 8 plus 4 plus 1961 adds up to 29. 2 and 9 adds up to 11. So, and you
stop. That's a lot of mental gymnastics to make 11. This motherfucker,
you
dude.
You can make any number 11 at that point.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. This guy fucking sells crypto on the side. You want to believe this guy? This guy sells NFTs out of his fucking trunk.
Just based on how that's edited, I know exactly why Jack watches that. But what gets you is it's the hook. He's like, yeah, these people. You want to know why Jay-Z's a billionaire? And you're like, yeah.
Yeah, but here's the problem is, but my same point. I want to know why Jay-Z's a billionaire, but not when you tell me. Because your last job, you worked at Cricket Wireless. So if you knew all this shit, you wouldn't be making this video using fucking AI captions in your buddy's shed. You would be driving a Bugatti.
Yeah.
And being in a hot tub 24 hours a day. No one's going to listen to you.
All I'm saying is when I win my Oscar, I'm going to be out there and be like, thank you to none of you guys. Thank you to this girl I saw on Reels this morning that said I'd win an award if I interacted with this video.
Yeah, honestly, that'd be the funniest acceptance speech of all time. Please do that.
There is a reason that, I mean, it's all, we all know what the answer is, but sometimes in moments where you don't want the answer, you it's harder to look within than you just look without for other answers.
Of course. Of course. And I think we can use like the ideas as guidance, but it just has to be through something that is like, that you can digest. These people, it's like taking financial advice from people who are doing horrible. It's like the same thing when I see like someone on TikTok that's like, if you want to know how to go viral, this video has 11 views.
Fuck, that's the same. It's the same thing. I've never seen you before.
This is how
you go viral. And I'm like, oh, okay. You go to their page. I'm like, you don't even make content.
Mr. Beast makes that shit. I'm like, yo, let me listen to you. But you have pink captions and you're doing this at the back of a diner. I don't believe you. You're a felon. Go home.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys want to do a sock talk?
Sure. Is this? Fired up right now.
This is a sock talk from Daniel. He wants to show you this guy's 40th birthday.
And I usually put balloons on the mailbox just to denote where the house is, but people usually know where we live. But let's go inside and I'll show you what I did. All right, you don't need to film like that. Like,
Rich's lab.
This is the main living room, and I usually put out a cheese ball just so people can have an hors d'oeuvre. But one tip is I would suggest you cut the cheese or start the cheese before your party, because most people will not be the first one to start or cut the cheese. Throughout the house, I have coolers that have beer and seltzers in it, and that will cut the line down on the bar, so people can just grab a beer if they want or go.
Is this guy turning 40 or 87?
In the kitchen, I usually put out bar snacks, and then I have a couple adult treats if people want to partake in that, since it's legal in Missouri.
An adult treat.
Down here in the den, I have a full bar set up, so the bartenders will be here. One will be here, and one will be also passing hors d'oeuvres or taking
drink orders. Where are the hosts?
So I have a full bar, and I usually just get my...
Bro wants to be Michael Rubin so bad.
Store, so they're actually kind of nice for the dollar store. So if someone drops and breaks it, it's not a big deal. And then I also did have cups made for my 40th birthday. Oh, I forgot to light the candles. Hang on. Oh, and
here's the funny thing, buddy.
Off.
No one's showing
food,
up.
I pick options that can sit out at room
There's
temperature
be six
for
people,
a couple hours.
Gonna
so
be
I did beef
kids.
Tenderloin sandwiches with horseradish sauce.
Honestly,
and then
that sounds great.
I did veggies and dill dip. And then I picked up toasted ravioli from my local grocery
so
store.
Good.
So that is store-bought. And then I did shrimp cocktail with pink sauce. And then this is everyone's favorite that I make, are party pizzas. So those will be hopefully a big hit. And then another huge arrangement of peonies from the yard. Cigars, cigarettes.
I'm in.
Valiant. No one's gonna know that. People know Who Framed Roger Rabbit. This is new to my party, so I'm calling it a gentleman's bar. So I got cigars, cigarettes, Zins, some matches, and Big Red Gum. So I got the cigars from JR Cigar, which is in town, which is great because I didn't have time to get monogrammed matches. So they gave me about 12 of their matches, and it works perfectly because it's the skyline of St. Louis, and it's... has my name on it. This is right by the screened-in port, so people can grab a cig or a cigar and come out here and enjoy the space out here, or if they want to go down to the patio. I plant the funniest ending to this video
would be him taking his own life.
They were a little small this year, so I had to buy extra. But I put Yellow Dial soap in them, and it'll keep the deer away, because last year I planted and I forgot to put it in at the beginning of the year, and the deer ate all of the impatience.
Walk into his garage.
For a birthday cake, I got cookies and petit fours from a bakery called Bellows, and this should be nice because people will be able to take one on their way out to the party. And there's no singing because I'm not going to be sung to.
I will not be sung to by people out of town.
People might be singing.
Okay.
Why does that have so many likes?
Alex, what was that? I have so many things to say. There's my first
Alex said we should talk about this.
Because I think it's funny.
My first immediate reaction is, I just want to say this, is I want to feel for this guy. This is like super cute. He like did a whole party for himself. This is awesome, right? That's my first feeling. My second feeling is, I feel like he has no friends and he has schizophrenia, and no one's gonna show up.
That's alpha shit. He's throwing his own party and he's making the rules. He's like, I'm throwing the party. Y'all not throwing me. Ain't nobody singing to me.
I love it.
Cause I feel like this would be like, I would see a version of this before, and it's just like a girl going like all out for her husband. I was like, why is this dude doing it for himself? And then I go, yes, sir.
Yeah.
And good for him. I don't know. I don't know if we've ever watched a wholesome video on this podcast. I was waiting for like maybe the camera to turn, and then there's like a guy in like BDSM there or something.
Yeah, like a gift like, man.
Yeah, these are all the ball gags. These are the poppers. These are butt plugs. Instead, it just looks like a really nice time.
It does. I feel like
he's locking the door when everybody's in there and be like, now drop your pants.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think he has like body parts of unidentified humans somewhere in that house.
Well, they're on the kitchen counter.
Correct. But honestly, that food he made looks delicious.
I want to talk to somebody who went to that. How was it?
Awful.
Think?
Cigars. He looks like a boss, and he like invited all his employees, and his employees are like, oh, fuck.
Dude, that's tough. Your boss, you invite your employees, and they're like, I literally just want to raise. And you're like, hey, you see, we have Funfetti cupcakes. You underpay me.
Yeah, look at these cookies.
You comment on my tits every day and you underpay me. Yeah. You have Funfetti money?
Literally, I don't need a cigar. I need dental.
All right, and this is the secret sock. Every time I see a kid wandering off with no parents, I yell, hey, it's a free kid.
I'll mess around and like at a mall sometimes, you know, I'm like, gonna get you. Just for fun. Because they're so...
I have a comment. Don't do that.
Yeah, but it's like when you're with people.
When you're with people and there's this loose kid?
You got a mall and the dad's like trailing in front or behind. And it's like, you know, you're with the girlfriend, you're with the lady, and you're like, I'm gonna get you. Ah. But like in a playful way.
Yeah.
Not like a, shut up, kid. I got popsicles outside.
Dude, that kid in 17 years is going to be on the couch of his therapist's office, and he's like, what your trauma? He goes, the White Claw guy scared the fuck out of me when I was five.
But I also say it more so to the people I'm with than the kid like directly. I'm like, can I get you? I don't even, they're young. They don't even know what the fuck's going on.
This is not good.
I'm not doubling down, but I'm not saying like, they don't know what, bro, he's on a fucking iPad. I'm going to get you. I'm going to get you his fun. I'm going to get you his fun. Let's be honest. I gotta get you.
Like tickle, tickle, tickle's fun. I'm gonna get you.
You want to tickle? You want to touch a child?
You want to kidnap him?
But I don't touch him. I'm gonna get you.
Yeah, but that's scary. Tickle, tickle, tickle.
Yeah, but
at least I'm direct with my pedophilia.
Okay, and this is why we're going to Patreon.
No, dude, I'm gonna get you is great.
It's a cute little like, I'm gonna get you. Yeah, you know, it's literally a verbal like, got your nose.
Yeah.
Except
a
lot more terrifying to the child.
Exactly. Trauma.
I'm gonna get you.
I always go like this when little kids look at me. I always go like this. Crush.
Yeah.
Like 9 times out of 10, murder laughing.
Just a thumbnail face.
Oh.
That's why they like it. They're like, Mr. Beast.
Yeah. Never mind.
Bro, yearbook photos should just be thumbnail photos. All right, I'm moving on.
That's great.
I'm gonna get you.
Did we do it?
Yeah. Anyways, okay. So yeah, if you want me to watch your videos on Instagram, just make crystal shit. And make, if you're watching this September 11th,
Ladies and gentlemen, that is the episode again. The last real regular main feed episode before we switch over to Patreon is August 26th. Starting September 2nd, that is where you will get this podcast. And you will have an 80% discount if you sign up right now. Patreon.com/StiffSocksPod. And on the Patreon, we'll definitely go more in depth of just kind of like, you know, this move and all. But we talked about it last week, and we're open. We got questions. Write questions to Jack. Jack can ask them to us. Tell them to us, and we can answer all your questions. Yeah, because we just want this to be a smooth transition for everybody. And like Michael always says,
I got a big old dick.
I'm going to get ya.
Bye, guys. Love you. Bye.